Hi there. I was wondering if you're interested in discussing solar panels for your home. It's come a long way now, and it's more affordable than ever. We really have a great special right now, and I think you should really reconsider. Okay. I really think you should reconsider. Hey. Hey. Oh. There you go, big boy. Calm down. This will only pinch a little. Hey, calm the fuck down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a moment, okay? Yeah, let's just be fine. Hold still. Yeah, there you go. Not so tough with just a little dose of tranquilizer in your veins, huh? Look how cute you are. Already fucking drooling. Oh, you're already falling asleep? So cute. I'll see you soon. Wake up. Wake up, sweetheart. Hey, come on now. You're not used to me. If you're dead. Oh, there he is. So cute. Glad you could join us. Now I'm sure you're wondering what the hell is going on and why I just drugged you and tied you to the bed. It's very simple, honestly. That's the funniest part of all this. Can you guess why? You were home. No, really, that's it. That's all. Nothing fancy. I wanted to rape someone, and you were home. Honest. Funny, isn't it? Crazy? Maybe. I don't know. I'll think just... it's a little reductive to just chalk up anything we don't like to being crazy. No. I think I'm just a bad person who doesn't feel bad about it. Seriously, anti-climatic, I know. Well, that's the thing. I will get away with it. I always do. See, most people are harmed by their friends. The people they love. Family or someone they go on a date with. Have you ever heard of a woman going door-to-door to violently rape men? Seriously, I'll wait. Still thinking, or are you just frustrated that I'm right? Cool. Well, like I said, I'm going to rape you. There's nothing you can do about it. And that about sums it up. Actually, I'm so confident. One second, where's my phone? Fuck. Here. What's the password? Tell me, or I will make you chug bleach. Great, thanks. Okay, now, just let me get next to you. Give me a smile and say, cheese. Come on, look at me, come on. Yeah. Ah, there you go. One more. Cutie. go ahead and try to show that to the police. I'm excited to see how that will go for you. You look stressed. I think taking off these clothes will help. You're probably feeling a little overheated as well because of what's about to happen. Here, I'll cut these clothes off. There we go. Good thing you're wearing these flimsy shorts. Jeez, would have been a bitch. And there we go. Yeah. Nice and vulnerable, aren't we? Damn, did I get lucky? You have a nice cock. Hey, no need to hurl. Accept a compliment. It's a nice cock. Why does saying that makes me a crazy bitch? I'm serious. It's got a nice girth to it. Not too long. If I wanted to pound my cervix, I could just do that myself with some comically large dildo. Nah, I like your size. Be proud of that. If you ever get over impending trauma of the what's about to happen, you're going to make someone very happy with that. Now we're going to make me very happy with it right now. didn't really take much to get you hard, did it? Trying to figure out if you're just degenerate who likes to get raped, or if your body just can't help but get hard through manual stimulation. Tell me the things that you like. I told you what would happen if you didn't answer my questions. I will hurt you very badly. Now you can feel good and continue to answer my questions when I ask them. Or we can explore how sadistic I get when I'm mad. Good. Now tell me your kinks. Oh, seriously? CNC and femdom? That's fucking rich. You really hit the jackpot then, huh? Although, I suppose the lines of content are getting blurred, huh? You're clearly enjoying this. I see your balls tightening up like you're gonna come. Are you? Are you gonna come, baby? Oh, you're gonna cry? Yeah. Hey, what are you staring at? Who's that? You have a girlfriend? That's awesome. You probably feel so much worse than I realized. Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's only cheating if you come. Here, look. I'm gonna hold this picture of you two right here, and I want you to stare at it while you come. Stare at it! There you go. I want you to really let it sink in. The fact that this strange woman who knocked on your door that you stupidly answered is forcing you to come looking at the woman you're betraying. Am I better than her? Answer me. Amazing. Your rapist is a better fuck than your girlfriend. I love that. You're getting close again, aren't you? God, your body does not know what it wants. Your poor little mind is screaming, but your body knows what's true. You need to come and show you're going to. Good, then do it. Come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to remember this moment forever. The moment someone forced you to come. The confusion of feeling better than anything your girlfriend could dream of. Do it. Come. Oh, there we go. Yes. Good. Right into my hand. Big cum shot. Oh, there's a good little victim. Oh, wow, it's still going. Amazing. It's gonna spill out of my hand. Oh, okay, it's slowing down. Good. Give me a second. You know, you should really drink more water. Maybe change your diet a bit too. Your cum tastes kind of bad. Oh, you look a little sad. Don't worry. It's better than most do. I think the mixture of fear and pleasure you were having, honestly, makes it taste a little better. Maybe? Who knows? Could be a placebo. What now? Well, we're gonna sit here and wait till you get hard again. And then I'm going to finish raping you. And then go about my day. I wanted to see if I could catch one of those wine painting classes later today. You know, where you drink and they make everyone in the room paint the same thing. Yeah, funny though, I never paint what they tell me. Makes a teacher mad, but I'm paying them, so they can't say much. I just like painting and getting wine drunk. Why am I telling you this shit? Because I'm a person? Sorry? Did you think I was just some sort of soulless rape machine? No. I'm very much a person. Person with a fully lived life. Someone who has friends, family, lovers, even pets. I have a complete beautiful life outside this room and outside of you. Isn't that scary? That a woman like me exists in a world like this? A wolf among sheep? Your boss, your sister, your friend, a grocery store clerk? Hell, I'm somebody's daughter. Isn't that so fucked up? God, you look so broken. It's really cute. I've always thought about keeping one of my victims in a basement or something. There was this guy I really liked, but he really eventually broke so bad that I had to leave him at the steps of a hospital. Like in one of those movies. Yeah, he was naked, whimpering, mess covered in his own cum. Kind of funny, huh? Anyway, alright, I think that's enough sharing for now. Ready to get your dick wet again? Oh, at a loss for words? I want to hear a yes ma'am from you. Can you do that for me? Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Say yes ma'am, yes please. Or we can play the how much drain cleaner can a human body swallow before it dies a miserable, painful death. There he is. There's my little victim. Alright, let's get this cock hard again. Alright, come on. Let's wake up. Get that cock hard from me. I want to leave your house with a nice load in me.
like to keep it inside me as long as I can. A little version of a trophy, I guess. Wow, did that idea make you hard? Look at you, it's getting nice and big again. Get it wet. There we go. Just a few more pumps. And you'll be good to fill my pussy up. One of these days I'm gonna stop taking my birth control and just get knocked with someone's baby. That'll be so funny. I'll probably do it with someone like you who doesn't have a kid. God, how fucked up would that be? Alright, you're hard enough. There, here we go. Hold still. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. It's been a few weeks since I got some dick in me. Fuck, there we go. Oh, God, your cock feels so fucking good. Being such a good little fucking victim. You grind it like that. Oh, this is my favorite part. Oh, the look on your face. You can't help but feel how good, warm, and eager my cunt is to be stuffed with your cock. Look at your fucking face. Oh, you're trying so hard not to break, baby. Come on, give us a moan. Show me just how much your body's betraying. Oh, God, I can't wait. For your mind to give up and follow. Oh. Hey, come on. Oh, come on. Just give in. Your girlfriend won't blame you. I mean, you're tied up. You didn't consent. Your body just can't help it. And I've threatened your life multiple times. Just make it easier. There we go. There's the sweet moans of a victim turned free, you fucking slut. Good boy. I can't wait for you to... to really commit to this. This feeling. It's... addicting, isn't it? To just let go? To just listen to your body? That pesky... mind of yours has made life so difficult, hasn't it? Isn't so much more comforting to just be a dildo for a woman like me? It's crying. I didn't realize a dildo could do that. Delicious. I fucking love salt. Come here. God, you taste so broken. I think I'm going to come. Start bucking your hips. Start bucking your hips for me. There we go. Fuck. Yes. Just a little more. It's going to come. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, come with me. Oh, good boy. If you can make yourself calm at the same time, I'll be very happy with you. Oh, wow. Good dildo. Good boy. There we go. Fuck. Oh, going to come. Oh, with me. Come with me. Oh, my little fucking victim. Fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, that was great. Oh. How are you feeling? Oh, he can't even talk? That's perfect. Oh my God. Who is that? You have a girlfriend? Oh my God, girl. I had no idea. He told me he was single. Yeah, we met on FetLife. I had no idea. I'm so fucking sorry. Yeah, no, he's fine. We were just so gullible. Phew, that was a close one, huh? Huh? You didn't even warn her? God, you really are out of it, huh? I'm impressed. You broke so quickly. Your girlfriend is lying on the floor here, bleeding slightly, might I add. And you're just staring off into space covered in pussy and your own cum. It's so awesome. I might be back for you. You might be the pet I've been looking for. Goodbye, little victim. I hope you dream of me raping you for years to come. Hey there. This is Natty. And thank you so much for listening to the script, Phil. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself. Grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need it. Otherwise, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, my kittens. Bye now.